Half a Heart by Rose Ellen Brown. Read by Carrington McDuffie. Side 1.
One of the things I learned is that I had to bend or else break. And I also learned that it is possible to bend and break at the same time. Raymond Carver, Fires. And it seemed as though in a little while the solution would be found, and then a new and glorious life would begin. And it was clear to both of them that the end was still far off, and that what was to be complicated and difficult for them was only just beginning. Anton Chekhov, The Lady with the Lapdog. Chapter 1. There is no such thing as beginning at the beginning. Just when would that be? And who would tell the story? But some moments in a life suggest a kind of punctuation, quick stop, comma, full stop, period, or the in-between caesuras of colon and semicolon. Summer was a parenthesis that opened for Miriam Venner. Soon her children would split off from her, one by one by one, for what they loved to call sleepaway camp. First Evie would go with her best friend Kendra, packed into the back of the Pearlsteins' van, to make off in the general direction of the Grand Canyon and points west. She would end up delivered to camp in California, reunited with the bunkmates she wrote to avidly all year long in envelopes festooned with cartoon stickers. She and the Pearlsteins' dog, Charlotte, named for the spider, liked to hang out the back window, their heads nearly identical. She always waved hard, looking tremulous, but Miriam knew she was so solid she'd be over it by the time they turned the second corner. Then the boys, Seth and Eli, would go off together on their noisy way toward their summer of swimming, snakes, computers.